So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtoreths and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you." When they'd assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, "We have sinned against the Lord." Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel at Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us."
It was 1857 and we're in China. And we're listening to a scene that is real, although it does sound like it came from a Jane Austen novel. Hudson Taylor was a pioneer missionary to China. He'd spent 4 years in China by this point, and there were two broken engagements. He'd faced loneliness, riots, and was far from home. But by this point, he finds a woman who he loves and who shares his passion for China. The lady's name is Maria Dyer, and he's desperate to marry her. As this is the sort of Jane Austen bit, he actually has to send a letter back to Maria Dyer's uncle in England, her parents had died, to ask permission. And you think that would go smoothly, except for the fact that at the very same time, there was another relative of Maria Dyer sending another letter back to the uncle saying, "Above all else, say no. This man isn't respectable. He insists on wearing Chinese dress. He doesn't come from the right background. You must say no." And so, of course, in those days, letters going backwards and forwards from China, it took about 4 months. And so Hudson Taylor has to wait for 4 months to know, is he going to get permission to marry this woman that he loves? And during that time, he's ill as well. He says during that time, there are two Hebrew phrases that gave him comfort: Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh. Ebenezer from the passage that was read to us. He looked back over significant ups and downs over the year and says, "God has helped me. God has helped me." And then Jehovah Jireh from Genesis chapter 22, "The Lord will provide." And I thought actually New Year's Eve was probably a good night to reflect on those two phrases. Ebenezer, God has helped us. Look into the future, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Now you're going to ask me, the uncle said yes. But I just want, and literally it's for about 7 minutes, want to reflect on that first word, Ebenezer. Partly to reclaim the word, because frankly, whenever you hear Ebenezer, you think bah humbug. Yeah, that's Charles Dickens' fault. Ever since The Christmas Carol, you automatically think Scrooge. But I want to put some biblical context on that word, because Ebenezer has that sense of, thus far, God has helped us. And I want us to reflect on the way in which God has helped all of us over the past year. You see, our physical circumstances will be different. It's been really moving, actually, to hear the different stories of the way God has helped us this year. But it will be different. For some, God has helped us in extending our families. For others of us, that's not the case. For Hudson Taylor, it was finding a spouse. For others, it's not the case. What does it mean, actually, biblically, for God to have helped us? Well, the context is 1 Samuel 4 to 7, where you've got a recurring theme of a battle between the Israelites and the Philistines. And there's plenty of ups and downs. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, the Philistines win a battle against the Israelites, and they capture the Ark of the Covenant, that symbol of God's presence. And then when they get the Ark, they frankly find that the Ark is a bit too heavy to handle, and so they need to get rid of it. And so it goes back to the Israelites. And then God's people see this as a call to turn back to God. As they come back to him and they confess their sin to him. But as all the Israelites get together to confess their sin, the Philistines realize, oh wow, all the main people there together, this is a great opportunity to attack. And so the Philistines attack the Israelites. Now, we'll see in a moment what Samuel does in the battle, but let's just see what the result of it is. That day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them. The battle is won by God's people. And Samuel says, we need to remember the way God has helped us to win the battle. And so he erects this monument and calls it Ebenezer. Thus far, God has helped us. There are often monuments put up after war. One of my highlights this year, sorry, I keep talking about it, was being in Australia. And there's this great monument in Melbourne. It's a massive thing put up after the First World War. And you're supposed to look at it and remember all the people who lost their lives in World War One. Well, after this battle, Samuel puts up, well, it's just a stone, but he calls it Ebenezer. And every time people walk past this stone, they were saying, ah, God helped us in that battle. God helped us to beat the Philistines. Now, you might be thinking, okay, nice story. Why use it as a testimony thing in 2017? Can I say there have been various things happening this year? Various physical things, we reflect on things in our family, things in our holidays, things in our jobs, and so on. The unseen thing that has been happening this year is that there's been a battle going on. You know that, don't you? There is a spiritual battle that goes on every year. We get a sense of it, don't we? Every time we face temptations, every time we face accusations that God doesn't love us, every time we face doubts, every time we face a sense of we can't be forgiven, we face that as individuals. Actually, we face it as a church. We face pressures on our unity, pressures to compromise on the gospel. One of the things that's been going on this year is that there's been a battle going on. And you know what? If we reach New Year's Eve still wanting, as we've heard, to trust in the Lord Jesus and to praise him and to live for him, if as a church we're still speaking to each other and we're still holding on to the gospel, it's because, praise God, he's helped us in the battle for another year. And that's why we're still standing. It's because in the spiritual battle for another year, he's helped us. And that is the most glorious thing. I became a Christian, I think, in 1989. That means 28 years now. And each year, another year, while I'm still standing as a Christian, despite ups and downs, despite temptations, why? Because he's helped me in the battle for another year. And we're still going as a church because he's helped us in the battle for another year. Praise God for that. Just notice, very briefly, how he helps us in the battle. Do you notice how the battle is won? It isn't necessarily because the strength of the Israelites. It's not actually because of their devotion. It's not even because of their prayers. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. Why did they win this battle? Because between the Israelites and God stood Samuel bringing a sacrifice. And you know why we've come out of the battle triumphant this year? Because between us and God, there is a mediator bringing a sacrifice. The Lord Jesus, who spent another year interceding for us. So that when Satan accuses us of sin, the Lord Jesus is saying, no, no, that sin's been paid for. It's part of the stuff that was carried and covered at the cross. Praise God. Another year when we've been brought through the battle. Why? Because before the throne of God above, we have a stronger, perfect plea. And when Satan tempts us to despair, upward we look and see him there, that mediator between us and God. So many reasons for us to give thanks tonight. But praise God. Another year where, because of Jesus, he's brought us through the battle. And we're still standing. Praise God.